Coast, KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomerang Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Cattle Street, Louisville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a club member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Up here at camp tonight, we have a temperature of 39 degrees, and looks like it's going to be another cool one. All right, are there any, let's see, we already did portables. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff. We're a little warmer than you are here. We're at 42 degrees. We do have a temperature range today of 33 to, officially, at least according to my measurements, from 33 to 59. And we did see some frost on the windshield and some spotty frost outside, but that's a real hard freeze they were predicting. And I guess tonight's going to be the last night of heat for almost a week. It's going to be next Sunday night before it gets down in the 40s again. It'll be in the mid-50s, even in the low 60s at night. So we won't be putting up any heat. Won't be making the lagers or anyone else rich. Okay, we'll say God bless, 73s. Hope you're all doing well. M2PFM clear.
All right, George. Yeah, we had a frost here, too. Up here at camp, it was a good one, and I don't know if I wouldn't call it a freeze, but it was definitely a frost. And hey, I'm looking forward to sleeping with the doors open again, so I'll welcome the warm air, and I know you probably will too. And we got some sun today up here at camp, and I'm sure you got it up there too, so we got to charge up the solar batteries, and life's good right now. Okay, George, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, not much tonight. I'm relaxing, enjoying a few shows. Watched the football game, a couple of games this afternoon. Enjoyed that. Basically took the day off. This morning I worked and got the big leaf blower out. Clean lawn off once again. I'm hoping that's pretty close to the last time. The little leaf blower kind of gave out on me a few days back. I had it apart and whatever, but I've had it 13 years and it's given me a lot of service, but I think it was time to retire it and get another one. So that one's handy for the small places, and the big one is the one on wheels that does a tremendous job. It's like a cyclone. But anyway, got that done this morning and enjoyed the day warming up. A little while ago I looked at the temperature and I think it was 41. I don't know what it is now, but I suspect it probably got as cold as you had last night. And I like your idea with sleeping with the doors open. I got pretty fond of that. One of those weather things, you know, you have a preference for. But anyway, that pretty much covers it for me. Do anything all that terrific, but had a good time doing nothing. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
All right, Bill, it sounds like you had an ideal fall Sunday right there. So, pretty soon you'll have to get that leaf blower and put it away and bring out the snowblower so he'll be happy you're using whatever leaf blower he got right now. So, yeah, it was definitely a nice day out today, but you really couldn't ask for much better, and it was nice for this time of year. All right, well, you have a good evening there, and enjoy the relaxing Sunday. Sounds like you are anyway, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control, looking for check-ins.
KC2MBU.
KC2MBU, Ray, good evening, what's going on?
Well, we got 43 degrees and dropping. I just finished adjusting some headlights. Got to do it when it's dark. So, actually, I got them pretty darn close. I was within a quarter of a turn of being right on the money, eyeballing it to, when I put it all back together. Somebody had turned the adjustment beyond its capabilities, and it popped the little clip off inside the headlight. What a nightmare. Had to take the whole front bumper off to remove the headlight assembly. These modern aerodynamic headlights are getting harder and harder to service. We had a guy in here with an Audi looking for a light bulb, and they said the dealer wanted $900 because you can't just replace the light bulb. You have to replace the whole assembly. You believe that? $900. When your bulb burns out.
That's insane, you know, and it's not the first time I've heard that. You know, there's a lot of cars that way, you know. Just a little bulb that probably costs about 75 cents to produce, and you can't get in there and change it out without taking half the car apart. It's, well, cars have come a long way in a lot of other ways, but boy, they've really gone backwards in some ways. All right, Ray. Well, I'm glad you got that figured out there, and good luck with the with that again. Hopefully, it won't get turned beyond its capacity next time. So, all right, well, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
This is KD2FM.
The last station barely copied you there. I think I got a KC2, and then you popped off there. So can you try again? Maybe if you can increase your power, too, that might help. Try it again.
Kilo, Charlie 2, Foxtrot, Mike Kilo. The name is Joe here.
Okay, that was better. KC2 FMK. Joe, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Not too much. Just doing some house cleaning outside there today. We did some cleaning up on the grounds out there. Looks like it's going to be a final cut for the grass. So, and basically just prepping up the equipment here for getting ready for winter. Starting ready to put the plows on the snow blowers. Do all the oil changes and get things cleaned up around the house. Other than that, was keeping us busy enough there today. Back to you.
Well, it's that time of year to get all those little things done, you know, especially around here, you never know, it could be any day, snow could start and then it may never stop, but hopefully it won't be for a while yet, but I mean, I remember it was only, a couple of years ago, we got it on Halloween, and then the snow never went away until the spring, so anyway, all right, well, have a good one, thanks for checking in there, Joe, your signal sounds good now, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
This is KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV, Tim, good evening. What's going on tonight? It's Sunday. I hope you relax a little bit.
A little bit. When we moved my tent around and twisted around, and I didn't have my TV up over, you know, down here yet, so we got that all straightened around today and took the drop ceiling down and run the wires up over in the drop ceiling and brought them down and hooked everything up. And believe it or not, we got everything hooked up right the first time.
Well, then you're probably pretty lucky there. Every time I've ever done anything like that, takes two or three tries at least, and they're usually pretty aggravating tries before you finally figure it out. Well, at least it was indoor work and light work at that. So, all right, Tim. Well, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good evening up there and enjoy the new setup. And we'll catch you next time here on the net. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we're still up here at camp. We got one more day of youth hunt up here, and the boys didn't see anything there today, but it's been kind of quiet here in the woods. Surprised. But it's still thick up here, up in the Adirondacks. You can't see very far. But we're giving it a good try here, and we'll see what happens. And then muzzle loading starts next weekend, so we're looking forward to that, too. But it's pretty night up here at camp. Kind of cool. We got the wood stove going here, and campfire outside. We've been sitting around that all here for the last few hours and telling ghost stories. That's about it. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins for the net? Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency of whatever you use. I'd like to thank George, Bill, Rick, Tim for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is KD2AIT, good evening, no traffic.
That's KD2AIT, thank you very much. This is KD2GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
This is FMK portable, no traffic.
Okay, I only got partial on it. I got KC2. What was the rest, over?
That's Kilo Charlie 2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo.
That's KC2, Foxtrot Mike Kilo. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you very much, KC2 FMK. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo, flocked and welcoming all stations with without traffic.
KC2 NBU, no traffic.
That's affirmative, KC2 NBU, no traffic. Thank you very much. This is KD2 GSK, flocked and welcoming all stations with or without traffic.
Evening, N5AOW, no traffic.
Affirmative, N5AOW, no traffic. Thank you very much. This is KD2, GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is Kilo Delta 2, Golf Sierra Kilo for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. This is KD2, GSK for Ogden, welcoming all stations with or without traffic. Please be advised, this is the final call, over. No other stations calling in, this is KD2, GSK. Wish to thank the four stations that reported. And wishing everybody a pleasant evening. 7-3, switching back to the main frequency. This is KD2 GSK.
KC2 AIT. KC2AIT. If you're still listening there, KA2000, just a quick question. Okay, anyone that checked in tonight, I think Ray did, I think Bob did. We got one called KC2 Foxtrot Mike Kilo. I know it's a station from New Jersey, but was that, is he some visiting up there someplace, or?
This is Kilo, Charlie 2 Foxtrot Mike Kilo. The name is Joe. We're working a portable tank.
Okay, what was the info again? Please come back.
Kilo Charlie 2 Foxtrot Mike Kilo. The name is Joe. We're working off a portable at the camp here tonight.
Oh, very good. I know you're Englewood, New Jersey or something. I looked it up. It's just I hadn't heard the call before. And, very good. Sounds like Jeff.
Yeah, we're at QTH down at Elmwood Park, but we do have camp up here in the Woodgate area.
Yeah, okay, very good. Thank you very much. I got to scoot back to that. Thanks, guys. KA2000.